So we've got the highest minimum wage in the country, at least for now. We got a socialist on the city council. We legalized pot. And it might seem like this region has suddenly become the epicenter for radical politics. But Seattle and Washington State also have a long history of activism, even utopian idealism. From 1896 to 1921, an anarchist community took root on the shores of the Key Peninsula. This is west of Tacoma. They wanted to live away from society's rules, and they called this community home. University of Washington Tacoma librarian Justin Wadlin has a new book on the place. It's called Trying Home, The Rise and Fall of an Anarchist Utopia on Puget Sound. How could you have a community of people who were also anarchists?
Well, the idea of anarchism is not that there are no rules and it's everybody for himself or herself. It's that when people come together, it will be based on a common interest. Essentially, that the emphasis is that human organizations should be self-organizing rather than hierarchical. So people may come together for defense, they may come together for community. It's basically that you have a common interest, and that when people are participating in these organizations, they have direct democracy.
All right, and what made it different? As I understand it, some of these folks had been in other utopian communities, and it was different from those ones. What was different?
Well, the fact that it was anarchist, and they didn't call themselves anarchists until somebody pointed out to them that what they had established was an anarchist experiment. And then they began to self-identify themselves as anarchists, and people who are also anarchists throughout the country came to them. You couldn't really say that there was one type of person at home. I mean, I call it an anarchist utopia. Its organization was anarchist, but the people who lived in home represented a variety of perspectives, from anarchists to socialists, based on that philosophy.
Did they have rules?
They had a minimal amount of rules. Essentially, there was a landholding organization. People would buy into it as a member, and then they would also pay for the cost of their property, and then they would receive a 2-acre parcel that they would be responsible for the upkeep. But other than that, there were really no rules.
Who were the founders? What had they been doing at the time? Sort of how did they get into this?
Well, there were three founding families. They were all from other parts of the country. They initially participated in a socialist experiment called Glennis that was located here in Tacoma, just outside of Tacoma.
So another utopian community?
Yeah, another utopian community. And they, in many ways, were responding to the failure of that community. They felt there were just too many rules, and some people did all the work and other people didn't do any of the work. So they wanted to establish something that was the opposite of that.
That was my experience with socialism, living in a communal house back in college, I got to tell you. One person buys the beer, the other people drink it, you know, that kind of thing. So
yeah.
They move into this place at home, and I want to find out in a minute how it all turns out. But as I understand it, there was actually 5 newspapers and only 200 people were living there. Why did they need 5 different newspapers?
Well, any self-respecting radical at the time would have a printing press. I mean, blogs were not available in those days. And so an important part of agitating was getting the word out. And home really became a center for that kind of expression. Their radicalism was expressing their ideas and communicating with like-minded people across the country.
I know some of the history of more recent utopian experiments, and often neighboring communities aren't really that excited about it. What happened at the time? How did people in Tacoma feel about home?
The people in Tacoma, you know, the first article published in Tacoma newspapers in 1898 about home was actually pretty favorable, which is surprising considering that 3 years later, after President McKinley was assassinated, there were a lot of voices in Tacoma that were very much against home, and people even talked about wiping out the community.
We're talking to UW Tacoma librarian Justin Wadlin. His new book documents the history of a Washington anarchist community that got started just west of Tacoma back in the early 1900s. And William McKinley was assassinated by an anarchist. What was this, 1901? And this is actually how Teddy Roosevelt became president. But What impact did that have on this local anarchist colony?
Well, it really put it on the map, especially here in the Pacific Northwest. I think a lot of people really weren't aware of it until that episode, and then folks in Tacoma said, oh, there's this anarchist colony that's just a short boat ride away from us. It's here in Pierce County. We need to wipe it out and get rid of it. And actually, I suspect that if there wasn't water between Tacoma and home, that may have happened. What ultimately ended up happening to the, as a result of that episode, was that several folks in home, several editors of the newspapers in home were arrested and then were involved in free speech cases.
How long did the community last?
On paper, it lasted 25 years. My personal mark of its decline is really in 1910 when they start having this internal conflict. As soon as they split into factions, it's over.
What do you think the lessons are for today from home?
The people of home stood up for their beliefs. They were willing to sacrifice their comfort to put forth principles that they believed in. And I think that's admirable. You know, they're not figures that are, you know, in the history books. Even the smaller people who are involved in, you know, free speech fights, you know, that those things make a difference.
All right. Hey, Justin, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Librarian Justin Wadlin will speak about his book and the Home Anarchist Colony tonight at 7 p.m. That's at the Tioga Library Building at the University of Washington down in Tacoma. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.